now.
And Tausch, I have given you a hard time because I'm a stickler. I know it annoys you, and I get that. I don't blame you for being annoyed with me. Imagine how Paula must feel. But you love the run it back phrase. Even though Matt LaFleur didn't really say that, you make it sound like he said it. Kind of like I allegedly made it sound like Jordan Love demanded a trade, which he didn't. But he might.
Yeah, no, I never said LaFleur said that. I inferred by his actions that that's what he's doing.
And that is, and I have to agree that that is clearly the case. And whether or not...
You know what's interesting? I don't even know how many staffs have not made at least one change. I'm guessing it's very small.
And that's exact. And look, there's still an outside chance. Like, I don't think Rich Bisaccia is going to be the next head coach of the Indianapolis Colts. I don't know what's going to happen with OG, as they call him, Jerry Gray, the defensive passing game coordinator and defensive backs coach, who is a free agent and who could return, but maybe doesn't want to work for Joe Barry anymore and won't return.
Why are you always trying to stir stuff up, Jason?
But, Tausch, Mike McCarthy, and I don't know, I don't know enough about the inner workings of the Dallas Cowboys and what Jera had to do with this. But Mike McCarthy making a lot of coaching changes on his staff after a divisional playoff loss. Rob Davis, your old teammate.
Yep.
The assistant head coach.
Mm-hmm.
These are all coaches who did not have their contracts renewed. Rob Davis, George Edwards, senior defensive assistant, Leon Lester,
Skip Bayless,
Kyle Valero,
Big V,
and Joe Philbin,
ooh,
the offensive line coach for the Dallas Cowboys, no longer. When Rob Davis and Joe Philbin are on that list, and Mike McCarthy is making changes after, what, three seasons in Denver, in Dallas now? Mm-hmm. Three seasons in Dallas?
Yep.
That gets my attention. I don't know if that's what he wanted to do or if he was forced to do it. I don't know, again, what the machinations were there. But this is a team that reached the divisional playoff round, not lost to the Detroit Lions at home.
Yeah, they're not going to run it back.
When you juxtapose the LaFleur situation with the McCarthy situation, now what do you think about them leaving their coaching staff intact, in addition to the point you just made, which is it feels like the vast majority of NFL coaching staffs have made some meaningful changes this offseason already?
Well, you have so many coaches on these staffs now. I mean, there's 20-some-odd people, and the odds are somebody's going to leave or something, and that's why it's very rare that you're going to end up running it back almost to the exact T of having the same guys back. And I still think Green Bay will make a few tweaks, but anything wholesale in a big way, that's not happening. I think from the Cowboys' perspective, I think Jerry Jones is just I think he is frustrated with what happened, and I don't know. I just don't think there's any way on earth Mike McCarthy would not keep Rob Davis. I think that's a financial thing, and I think Jerry mandated that. Because, and again, I'm not hearing this from either of those two, but I know how that relationship is, and I just can't fathom that that would be anything other than a financial deal handed down by the ownership that you're doing this. And so, you know, obviously, Mike has to live with some of that, and that's the deal. When you end up working for an owner like Jerry Jones, there's just things that you have to deal with that you would rather not. But I think that's the case there, and I think Dallas is probably in trouble. I don't think this is a good move for them at all. That team was, their starting quarterback is up five games,
right? And their offensive and defensive offensive and defensive coordinators both interviewing for head coaching jobs.
Yeah.
So they could be in real flux. Very, very, very much
yeah,
in flux.
Yeah, and I guess it just underlies the... I don't want to use the term apathy, because I don't think that's the case. It's just the fact that Green Bay is not doing anything meaningful. It allows you, as a fan, to think, all right, well, that was good enough. What else can you think?
So let me ask you this, though, because
and I know they don't feel that way. I'm not saying they feel that way, but I'm telling you the perception of what their actions were, how it's coming back to the fan base, is by saying, well, 8-9, yeah, we didn't, Aaron broke his thumb. And you don't do anything of any substance so far. It makes you believe, from a perception standpoint, that, yeah, this is what we were. And you know what? I think we're going to get, well, hopefully we get better. We're not going to do anything to change course from a personnel standpoint on the coaching staff, which he has every right to do, but we as fans have every right to say, well, what the hell are you doing?
So let me ask you this then, because somewhere between what it feels like happened here in Dallas, which is, for lack of a better term, scapegoating? Like, did...
I think Jerry thinks that his staff was too big and it's too expensive, and he's trying to cut costs.
Like, does Rob Davis really affect whether or not they made the NFC Championship game?
He's not even a position coach.
Right.
Everybody that knows Rob, he is an impactful cat. He is an impact dude in locker rooms and cultures. And I can't imagine the Dallas Cowboys looking at this and thinking, we're better off not having Rob Davis in our locker room.
Right. And
that's not the case.
And again, I am very, very, very biased when it comes to Joe Philbin, another one of my favorite people that I've dealt with throughout my career. Their offensive line was decimated by injury. They played like a 67-year-old guy there late in the year. Great player. But Jason Peters, not young. Like, they were in scramble mode most of the season. Do we really think that Joe Philbin was the reason that they're not in an NFC Championship game?
No, again, I think it's a financial deal. I do. I think these are financial moves, and it's just insane to me. If you look at where Dallas struggled, quarterback, wide receiver, maybe you can't even really say running back. Their O-line, they lost their starting left tackle. They missed, a bunch of guys missed a ton of time, and they plug in a rookie, and he played great.
Right.
So, yeah, do I think Joe Philbin's a great coach? And, yeah, we're both biased. We both love Joe Philbin. I understand you move pieces around, and I get all that, and Joe's a big boy. He understands the business. The Rob Davis thing is insane to me. Like, it just blows my mind that you think you're getting better by not having him as a part of your team.
It's so my point is, somewhere between, quote, running it back and doing nothing to change your staff and changes that feel like just for change's sake, like, I'm not saying that that's the case with all these teams that have made changes. Some of them, they needed to make changes. You need to fire Ed Donatell if you're in Minnesota. And you already have Mike Pettine on staff. There's a good chance he's going to get that job. I get it. But somewhere in between change for change's sake and no changes whatsoever is probably where the Packers needed to live. And I'm not picking on Jason Vrabel or Joe Barry, but there were some places where you could say, okay, they made a change there, and I understand it. It's not without merit.
Yeah, I mean, this to me, keeping everything status quo makes me think that this is a player issue, and it's not enough talent. That's what you're saying when you don't do anything on a coach. Especially, this isn't the old days where there's five coaches. There's 25 coaches. There's coaches for everybody. And if you think everybody did, you know, taught and demanded excellence to the level that you expected, you keep them on. And that's what Matt LaFleur is saying by keeping everybody on. And I don't think that's a good message to the fan base. And again, that's not what you're doing. I get that. But that is the messaging that the Green Bay Packer fans have about what just transpired in the 2022-23 season. And I don't think that's the message the Green Bay Packers want to have. And I think it's going to be a concern moving forward, especially when you're dealing, if Jerry Gray is the one guy that you let walk out the door.
Right.
The mutiny factor that you mentioned earlier in the season, that ain't going to get better with Jerry Gray walking out the door.
No. No, it's not. It's time now for trivia.
Oh, snap.
Jesse, what's today's category and what caller would you like?
So yesterday we did the San Francisco 49ers.
Wait, there's three teams left and there's 2 days left. What are we doing here?
Yeah, make some drama for tomorrow, doesn't it? The Philadelphia Eagles, the other team in the NFC Championship game. Today's trivia category. Questions about the Eagles.
Philadelphia Eagles. Philadelphia feeling. What number is Jalen Hurts? Is he one? We can't do
think
one.
Think so?
Can't do one. And I'd love to do 26 for 4th and 26.
That's rude.
But that's a lot of work for you. So let's do color 13. Half of 26. Color 13. 844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. Trivia is next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
Oh, snap! Wildy and Tausch trivia contestants are competing to win crispy, fresh, delicious snacks from Oh Snap Pickling Company. When not just any snack will do, experience Oh Snap Pickled Veggies. Oh, snap!
Just circling back on our poll question, I can feel the Rodgers fatigue. I get it, okay? I get it. I'm with you. I feel it, too, because we're only at 570 votes, and we're usually farther along by the 40-minute mark. But it's still 73-27 that you think it's more than a 55% likelihood that Rodgers is elsewhere.
Yeah, maybe. It feels like it's a three quarters of the Packers fan base is ready to move on. That's just in all of the data coming across 565 analytics platforms. That's what the data is telling us.
If you had asked the guy who you walked in the bathroom, he probably would have agreed after he realized, hey, it's Mark Tauscher from Wildy and Tausch, who's walking in when I'm going to the bathroom. We need to play trivia. Let's play trivia.
Oh, snap! Wildy and Tausch contestants are competing to win crispy, fresh, delicious snacks from Oh Snap Pickling Company. When not just any snack will do, experience Oh Snap Pickled Veggies. Oh, snap!
Let's welcome in our contestants. It is Bill in Wanakee. Bill, good morning. How are you, buddy?
Hey, I'm doing all right. Thank you.
Do you have Aaron Rodgers fatigue, and do you think it's more likely he plays for someone else than he plays for the Packers in 2023?
I just assume seeing him back. I'm a season ticket holder. I don't have a lot of patience in love.
Nice. It's nice to get a different opinion. Changing it up. I like it. You're on Team Wildy and Team Tausch now. All right. Let's see if you can get all three questions right. Get yourself four entries into our drawing for the Oh Snap Pickles prize pack on Friday. Question number one in the category, the Philadelphia Eagles. Prior to their current home stadium of Lincoln Financial Field, which multi-purpose stadium was home to the Philadelphia Eagles from 1971 to 2003? Was it Veterans Stadium, Three Rivers Stadium, or the Philly Forum filled with Philly fans to fill their fancy?
That'd be Veterans Stadium.
Stood outside of that for about 3 hours waiting for a cab in like 1999 after
Should've
a preseason Ubered. Game.
Should have grabbed an Uber.
Yeah, they didn't have Uber back then, and that sucked. that is one for one. Tausch, you've got question number two.
All right. Which of these celebrities is a loud and proud Philadelphia Eagles fan, often in attendance or featured in media appearances before the biggest Eagles games? Is it Mark Wahlberg, Kevin Hart, or Will Ferrell?
Just a guess, Kevin Hart.
What a guess it was! I didn't know the answer to this either. Mark Wahlberg.
I still don't even know if that answer is right. That's the other problem with this.
I guarantee you.
Very subjective. Who's a great it Eagles is. Fan? No. Oh, Wahlberg just was in a movie about that one. Now maybe he's an Eagles fan.
Wahlberg is a known Boston fan. He's a big Patriots guy.
Didn't he do
he
one
played
of the, he played Vince old boy in the Philadelphia Eagle movie.
Yeah,
yes,
but
he
he's
played
a Patriots
Vince Papale in Invincible, correct.
That's what makes that a tricky answer, Tausch.
No, it is subjective, and it's not actually it a legitimate answer.
If
for
you
sure,
got,
I'll give it because you got it right. We're good, but
keep your eyes peeled this week. Sometime before kickoff at 2 p.m. on Sunday, Kevin Hart's going to be somewhere cheering on the Eagles.
You remember the old Cheers episode when they said, who are three people that haven't been in my kitchen?
Yeah.
That is also true, and I don't know how you prove that wrong. So take that for what it's worth.
God, keep your eyes peeled. How old are you, Jesse? My goodness. That's a grandpa statement. All right, question three, Bill. Let's get them all right. Don't defend yourself. Just let Bill answer the third question, which is this. During his eight seasons with the Philadelphia Eagles, how many times was Reginald Howard White selected to the Pro Bowl and as an AP first team all pro in the same year? Whew. It's a mouthful.
With Philadelphia.
With Philadelphia. Is it two times, four times, or six times?
I'll say six.
Praise the Lord, the Minister of Defense, six times. Both Pro Bowl and first team all pro. That is why he is a Pro Football Hall of Famer. And that is why you, Bill, have all four entries into tomorrow's drawing. Bravo, sir.
All right.
Love it.
Yeah.
Thank you for playing, and thank you for a contrarian view on Aaron Rodgers. What feels like, anyway, a contrarian view that you'd rather have him back because you seem to be in the minority.
I would. Well, me.
Well, we're used to being in the minority around here, too. That is Wilde and Tausch Trivia. Congrats to Bill on getting all the questions right. Jesse Nelson, we have an opportunity, unless Tausch has something else he'd like to talk about to take away your time, to get to an extended cut of Whoa Nelly. Whoa. Do you have enough material?
There's always the text line.
So that's a no.
In fairness, how often do we get time for an extended version of Whoa Nelly?
There are times where we barely have time at all for Whoa Nelly. That is not the case today. Jesse, the floor is yours next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Sponsored by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
This is how I feel. I'm cold and I am shamed. Lying naked on the floor. Illusion never changed into something real.
All right, Jesse. As Fountains of Wayne once sang, all kinds of time, all kinds of time for Whoa Nelly.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rocker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, mama, take back five of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for
Whoa Nelly
on Wilde and Tausch.
The city of Madison, Wisconsin has new snowplows. And you can vote on what to name the snowplows from 61 finalist bank of names after
what?
Over 300 were submitted over the last couple of months. Would you like to hear some of what I think are the best potential snowplow names for the new plows in the city of Madison?
Sure. What if we had said no?
Well, then I guess we'd move on, and that'd be that.
Yeah, let's hear it.
We have a plow me to introduce myself.
too long.
That is too long.
Ooh. Driftity doodah.
Shortlisted.
No.
It's not bad. I like that one.
Robert Plowney Jr.
No.
Kung Plow Chicken.
Like it. Keep it on the list.
Oh, boy.
Barbara Salters.
No. R.I.P. to Barbara, though.
Yeah, R.I.P. to Barbara.
Trailblazer.
Scooby-Doo.
No.
Taj, I feel like you're down on the names.
No, I'm thinking you too.
He says no before I can say no, like
I'm shooting. I'm not. You know how they do that drill where you don't hesitate? You just go? That's what I'm doing.
Austin Plowers.
Yes. Not bad.
Jason, just feel free to jump in
great.
Anytime.
No, this is great. I'm really enjoying this. Yes.
Do you not want to jump in, Jason?
Well, you dismissed Barbara Salters, which I thought was actually pretty good.
A snowplow truck is known to plow. It's not known for salt.
What do you think it's shooting out of the back?
I understand, but that's not what a plow truck is all about.
Hey, on a day where the snow's not that heavy, it's more of a salter than it is a plow.
Well, then you can put Barbara Salters on your short list. I don't have to agree with you on it.
You poo-pooed Barbara Salters.
I did, but you could say, whoa, 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 like you did. Just do it a little sooner. Don't do it five plows later.
Don't do it five plows later. All right, I'm ready. I'm going to jump in.
Snow Pesci.
Love it.
Nope.
Snobby-Wan Kenobi.
No.
Hey, you guys aren't Star Wars people.
No worries.
All right, last one that I'm going to share with you. Again, there are a lot more. I think.
And these are the best ones
I think
you
these
saw?
Are the best ones. But again, this is my take on it, so you never know for sure. Giannis, intent to scoop snow.
Yeah, I'll take it just because it's Giannis.
Why, that was... For a guy that loves a pun, I can't believe how many of those Tausch didn't like. I mean, these are all...
In some ways, they're all puns. I liked 5 out of 12. Well, it's a lot. That's
not
a
as
great success
high
rate.
Of a percentage as you have for Aaron Rodgers leaving.
Whoa, Nelly!
Gotta admit, Tausch thought you'd enjoy that more than you seems
did.
Like
what
you
do you
did.
What do you mean? I liked it. You guys want me just to acquiesce and say, oh, those are all beautiful. Those are all great.
We don't want you to acquiesce, no.
You know what it sounds like?
We'll have less sleep and we'll be grumpy.
Mm-hmm. I think we're getting there.
We're pushing it.
Yeah. You're on to me. I am getting them wearing down. Normally 3 hours is child's play. But because of the bathroom incident, my sleep schedule, I'm wearing down. I got a big pickleball match down here in Milwaukee today, so.
Oh, inside the Third Street Market Hall?
Got a big 12:30 matchup, yeah.
Who's playing?
Vinny?
We don't know yet. I know there's two. I know Dom and Vinny, and I think we're going with Pancake. So there's, I don't know, if we're rotating around. I don't know what the matchups are, but.
Pancake? Is that a person?
Yeah, Pancake Hill. Come on, bro.
They call Greg Hill Pancake?
They do, and I don't know why.
Greg Hill, producer of
Wisconsin's
Morning News. Yeah. Why is he Pancake?
I don't know. I didn't ask.
Whoa, Nelly!
Are there a lot of nicknames down there that I'm not aware of?
I think there's a lot of things that you're not aware of.
Well, yes, believe me, I'm aware. I'm aware of my lack of awareness. Pancake? Is that even a nickname you want?
Yeah, if you're an old lineman, you love it.
What if you're a producer of Wisconsin's Morning News?
It seems like he likes it, so yeah, I would think he... Yeah,
Greg Hill, I know you're an avid listener to the show. Tell me if you really... You can tell me on the private talk at text line if you like that nickname. Jesse, what's next?
Whoa, Nelly!
Last night, during the Loyola Chicago Duquesne men's basketball game...
Duquesne.
Yeah, spelled Duquesne. An Uber Eats driver... evidently stumbled out onto the floor trying to deliver food.
Like Shooter in Hoosiers?
He walked out onto the... They are in the middle of the game, and the video is circulating on Twitter and other social media platforms. They're in the middle of the game, going up floor, pass into the right corner, and this guy in a yellow sweatshirt and khakis holding a bag of food, looks like from a certain McFast food restaurant...
Oh,
is standing on the baseline and then like a step or two out onto the floor, looking around like he's trying to deliver the food order. Does this rival the great Burger King guy incident from the Packers-Bengals two-minute drill in the mid-2000s?
No, this is much more absurd. I think that was just a random fan. This has to be a marketing ploy to buy the food delivery company I will not name.
Yeah, it we're not giving them extra run.
So the interesting part of this is I actually understand. I don't know how you get in. You don't have a ticket. I don't think the guy's buying a ticket to come and deliver the food to somebody. The whole thing is staged, in my opinion. This is not some beautifully organic, like, idiotic move. I think it's staged. And the part that I get that I can understand, if you look at the court, it does look like that's the out of bounds. I can understand where the Uber Eats, or I guess I should
I'm sorry, say. Who was that?
Yeah, that's my bad. The food delivery service folks, I don't know how they didn't notice that. The court kind of, it changed. So it was a different, it looked like it would have been out of bounds. So I under, but who's ordering Uber Eats and how are they getting into the
stadium? He did it again. I know. What is this, Caribou Coffee?
I wish that I was better at that. But that is, how do they get into the stadium? How do they get through and how do they get down to the court?
Gotta buy a ticket.
The commentators of the game think that he was trying to hand it to the official. Like, it was the official's order for after the game, and they let him that way, and he just was going to go hand it to the ref in the middle of the action.
Oh, that's amazing.
Whoa, Nelly!
I'm Team Tausch on this. I think this was staged.
Totally staged. It's going to be
It's not a funny story.
It'll be like a TV commercial, maybe during the Super Bowl or something like that.
For a food delivery service that Tausch will only name three times.
I think I only named it twice. That's too many. That's on me.
Caribou Coffee. Good mud.
Tausch, trivia question. Where is Duquesne University?
Indiana.
Oh, no. It's in Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania is correct. Okay. Yep.
Whoa, Nelly!
The Dukes!
Lambo Joe on the ESPN Wisconsin Talking text line. We should have submitted our own entry for the snow plow and called it Wildy and Plouch.
Oh, that's funny. Yes, I want that one. That's good.
Whoa, Nelly!
Mark Ploucher.
Not bad. I like that, too.
Now, that one I like.
Whoa, Nelly!
Is it too late? Are they right in votes?
Yeah, Anthony Plouchy? Could you go Anthony Plouchy?
That's not bad. Aaron Rodgers would vote for that one.
Whoa, Nelly!
All right, last one. Tausch, you're a big nepotism guy. I know you're big on that.
Yeah.
Bronny James, the son of LeBron James, is a McDonald's All-American in 2023, and there are rumors that LeBron James is going to hold out and play in the NBA and sign with no matter which team drafts Bronny when he's done with and is able to enter the NBA draft and play his final. Bronny's first year would be LeBron's final season in the NBA.
Ooh, I like it.
What are your thoughts on LeBron James fairly publicly stating that that's what he wants to do to end his career?
I love it. I think it's a fantastic idea, and I think LeBron has set that as a goal a while ago whilst putting much pressure on his kid, but he put a lot of pressure on his kid by calling him Bronny Jr.
Yeah, yeah.
So for him to be good enough to be an NBA player, pretty fantastic, and then to be able to do it with your dad. I know Kenny Griffey and his kid, Kenny Griffey Jr.
Kenny.
That's pretty cool. This would be even cooler because LeBron is going to go down as the second greatest player to ever play this game. And to be able to manipulate and go play with whomever drafts Bronny whilst making Bronny Jr. even more of a, I guess, prized pick. That's pretty doggone cool. He's setting his kid up for monster success, which I think all of us as parents want to do.
Yeah, I love this. This would be really neat. You mentioned Ken Griffey and Ken Griffey Jr. Are there any other instances across any sports where this has happened? Like, John Runyon Sr. had been retired for a very, very, very long time before John Runyon Jr. ended up in Green Bay. Like, there can't be many instances where this is even plausible.
Well, you have baseball. There's been at least two. I'm guessing football would be really tough. I mean, really, really tough.
Did Barry Bonds play with his dad?
I don't think so. Yeah, but there's been two. I don't remember who the other one was, but Kenny and Kenny Griffey Jr. both played together.
Why do you keep calling him Kenny?
Because that's how I call him. I know Kenny a little bit from the Bo Bikes Bama.
Still waiting for Bo to join the show.
Yeah, it's been a little more of a challenge than I anticipated, but we'll get there, I think.
Whoa, Nelly!
I will say this. I don't know how much pressure there is being the son of LeBron James, but the fact that Bronny has turned out to be a very good player, I give him a ton of credit because I can't imagine how much pressure that must have been. That's it for Whoa, Nelly. Jesse, again, we gave you so much airtime, and yet I feel like you didn't really capitalize on it.
Dolly Ploughton?
No. Too hard. You worked too hard.
Wait, was that yours or did somebody text
that? No, that's one that's still on the list. I missed this one too. Burt Reynolds. Like B-R-R-R-R-R.
Yeah, I understood. Reynolds. I could get on board with that.
Thanks for the explanation. I feel like we should have done this when they were taking nominees, because I think Tausch would have been really good at this.
We should look at this from a Packer fan, from a Packer player standpoint. Who's got the best plow name?
I think it's you.
Jadeveon Clowney. Oh, wait, he's not a Packer.
That's good, though. That's good.
Hmm. All right. Well, we could workshop that.
Going to be tough to beat Plowsher.
I really do. I wish you would have told us they were doing this when we had the chance to
nominate. I didn't know until the finalists came out. They're covert.
And there's not a bigger advocate in the plowing community than me. How many times do I come on here and say thank and tip your plow drivers? Give a tip of the cap to your plow drivers. The fact that they do the work that they do, I'm disappointed, Jesse, that we, as a Wilde and Tausch community, didn't know about the plow, this whole plow naming.
I agree.
That's on you.
Snow Thomas?
That's good.
That's
it's good.
I mean, okay, it's not bad. We'll work on a few others and wrap things up next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
You're listening to Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Missed any of the show? Find us on Wisconsin On Demand wherever you get your podcasts. It's free, it's everywhere, and it's for you.
Hey, baby, won't you look my way? I can be your new addiction. Hey, baby, what you gotta say? All you're giving me is...
Do you know why January 26th is an important date in Packers history? Not just because you only have 5 days left for Pella's current offer that Tausch tells us about at the start of every show?
Bad day. It was a bad day.
No, I don't think so.
Isn't this when he lost the Super Bowl to the Broncos?
No, apparently this is the day they won the Super Bowl against the New England Patriots.
Super Bowl 31.
Is that not right? I'm seeing that on Packers.com.
Well, then Packers.com never lies, so that's got to be right.
I was scrolling through the Packers roster searching for player names that would make good snowplows. Unfortunately, Frank Winter's no longer part of the team.
Yeah.
But he played in Super Bowl 31.
Yeah,
that's why I was going
Eric
there.
Eric Snokes. Which I think is kind of good.
A stretch.
Not bad.
Not a stretch. It's a little bit of a stretch. Yeah.
Someone did that. We got a few coming in. Aaron's Rodgers.
Now there is one I could get on board with.
Well, then couldn't you say Aaron's Jones too?
You could, and he might actually still play for them next year.
Oh, burn.
Adam in Cedarburg says Donald Plow Driver.
Not bad. That's not bad.
Okay. Yeah, I could see that one. That's a good one.
Some that are not Packers related. Snocho Cinco.
Good. See, I'm giving some love.
You are now.
Lisa Salters.
I'm done with the salt. No, it's not working. It's not a salt truck. You want to call it a salt
truck?
God,
you're so against the salting.
Well, it's not, because yes, they salt with it, but it's a snow plow. They're not naming the salt truck.
How about a Brewers nomination? Eric Plower.
Nice.
Is there a backup catcher that could be a good snowplow name?
That's a great question. You can keep submitting those to the ESPN Wisconsin Talk and Text line, 844-770-3776. We'll do a little...
Dan Plowsick?
Tausch reaching back into his Brewers history again.
Gilbert Plowin?
This is snow joke. We're really doing this, aren't we? So, Tausch, you have a pickleball match scheduled for today at the... you don't want to give out too much information or there's going to be like a crowd that's going to gather. Like the most well-attended pickleball match in 3rd Avenue, 3rd Street.
I don't know where the pickleball courts are. I believe they're in this complex at some point, but if you told me meet me at the pickleball courts, I have no idea where they are. So I don't know.
And you don't know your opponent.
I don't.
Did you bring your gear, or do you just use the gear that's there?
I brought some shorts and some shoes and a paddle. So yeah, I did bring. I guess I could say yes, I did bring them.
Okay, so Tausch has his big match with an undetermined opponent.
We'll have less sleep and we'll be grumpy.
Yeah, I'm getting a little grumpy. I'm tired. I'm wearing down.
The good news is we've got about 90 seconds left in the show. Just enough time to tell people, Jesse, that we are going to have a special guest tomorrow in the ESPN Madison studios, and it's not me, although I'll be there too. Our buddy. Our pal, soon-to-be Pro Football Hall of Famer, Joe Thomas. Is he bringing Mission Barbecue with him?
Rumor has it. Ooh. Rumor has it Mission Barbecue's on the way.
What is he coming for? Is he doing the whole show? Is he doing all 3 hours?
Rumor has
it. Can he handle that grind or not?
No, not yet. Not
is he cousin subbing for Tausch?
It takes a while.
Well, if Tausch needs the 11 o'clock hour off tomorrow, big week for old T, that is a possibility. 11 a.m., well, Joe Thomas.
I'd be the only one that worked the full week, so yeah, I could see that being the case.
Full
thank you for your service.
A full plower hour with Joe Thomas tomorrow.
Snow Thomas. Snow Thomas.
Come on, dude. Snow Thomas.
All right. Tausch, safe travels back. I look forward to seeing you in person tomorrow. Good luck with your pickleball match, and I hope you get some rest after your restless night of sleep because you walked into someone going to the bathroom at Pfizer Forum.
Appreciate you.
That's it for us today. Thanks for coming along for the ride. Thanks to Justin Garcia for educating us once again on the Milwaukee Bucks. We always appreciate when he makes time for us. And thanks to you for coming along for the ride. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.